Good evening. This is the Amateur Radio Unit Monthly Club Meeting on the air. My name is Chris. My call sign is KE5KPC. I'll be serving that control site. Before we begin, if there's any emergency priority traffic that needs this frequency, if so, come now. If there is any emergency or party traffic during the event, please call in with break, break, give your call sign, next control will respond. If there is an emergency, all other operators have to stand by for the conclusion of the emergency. You will be directed at completely the full call sign for recognition by next control. Also, please notify next control if you need to leave the dead early. Tonight, our net will cover business reports, new business, club events, and then questions and answers from the membership. This is K5KPC Amateur Radio Unit, then in front. Checking into the night, please check in slowly, inclusion of three, with your call sign, phonetically, and your name. Check in any echo leak specs, any echo leak stations out there tonight. Please cut down. I don't know if that was quite correctly, but let's move on. Here we go, next, check in next week. Let's check in regular member stations, please. Come now.
Eagle, Golf 5, Victor, Tango, Tango, John.
55, Foxtrot, Sierra, John.
Three Uniform Tango Bravo, John.
Check 3, John, tonight. Deck 7-3, please.
November 5, Tango Hunter Bravo, here.
2. 7. Bravo, Bravo, Quebec.
Eric doubled with someone, so go ahead and come back again. I have Eric and Ray so far.
Kilo, India 5, Hotel Alpha, Sierra, 2.
Got him. Next, please.
Kilo 5, Alpha, Bravo, Zulu. Archie.
Julia, Kilo, Bravo, Foxtrot, November, Greg.
Kilo, Echo 5, Delta, Mike, Echo, Dave.
Hey, I have Archie, James, Greg, and Dave. Thanks for playing.
I'm Juliet Charlie Papa, Jim.
Hey, both you guys double there and come back to me.
5, Tango, Papa Mike, Sherry.
November 5, Romeo Charlie.
I've got Tom, or anybody help me check in? There. Last call for check-ins right now. If I miss anybody, we will catch them at the end.
Any other objections or corrections? There is no objection to the motion.
more than minutes, and so-called treasury report has been approved. Have you made it on the air yet? Report, but we'll come back to him later. Eric, anything that you have to have for the club tonight?
Eric,
I'm Okay, thank you very much. Tom, your turn.
Thank you, Chris. This is November 5, Romeo Charlie. And first, with your net control permission and chair permission, I'd like to open this part of the net up to be not as directed as you've had so far, probably. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for showing up and trying this out. And then I want to express thanks to Kilo Echo 5, Kilo Papa Charlie, that's of course Chris, for being our net control tonight. And by doing that, he's actually chairing the meeting. And I think that'll work out just fine. To start out with where we left off last week, I should say last month, in March. So this perfectionist walks into a bar, and apparently the bar was a step too low. Over. Everybody was at the meeting last week, or last month. Where were they? I'm wondering if everybody realizes that the May 2nd elections have been postponed in Euless and moved to November 3rd, 2020. That would include the Crime Control and Prevention District election. Glad to have you aboard, Chief. And this is Tom. I'm just going over a few things here as my part of the meeting. Feel free to join in any time, and that goes for everybody that's on the frequency now. Over.
Well, Tom, when you want me to do it, I have the hours set up, so you can talk about this.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Chris. Chris has you. Chris is the chair, so he's got you on the agenda. Probably after I finish it. Another thing might be interesting to the citizens of Euless is that the census for 2020 is still not too late to post that. If you've already done it, that's great, but if you've overlooked it, or you still have time. Looking at the QSG magazine from the league, the new one that came in, and they had an article, and I got to FT3 Delta Romeo, I believe. Anybody have any experience with that radio or with the fusion technology? Over.
Hey,
5DME. Tom, I have a Yaesu FDM-100 that I've been messing around with. It does have fusion capabilities, and I have been on the digital side of the radio. It's quite interesting, but I know not too much about it right now. Back to you.
So does that radio have that Charlie 4 box mic? I guess that's the digital voice capability. Over.
I believe that what you're talking about is it has the capability of receiving digital and transmitting either digital or FM or receiving. You know, it can go back and forth. It doesn't matter how you transmit to it. It will hear it and go back to you whichever way you came in. So it's kind of an interesting radio, kind of a nice concept. Over to you.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Does anybody else have any experience with Yaesu radio? Over.
Yes, I have a
Yaesu,
but I don't have
a
I'm not familiar with them.
Well, if anybody wants to join in later on, we can talk about digital voice and those things. There's some neat things out there. Did you see that Congresswoman Debbie Jingle from Michigan? She announced I believe it was today that the stimulus checks will be in the mail. We should see them the next few days, maybe next week. Over. Be planning on using their stimulus money to share. Well, I talked to my grandson. He texted me. I didn't really talk to him. He texted me, and he's been taking online high school courses, and he really doesn't like it. I've had a lot of invitations for webinars. How about anybody out there? Over. Eagle Golf Club, Sierra Oscar Romeo.
Hey, bye, that's the word. I'm going to come back for me.
KG5SOR, this is Dana in Colleyville. Not sure what I'm checking into, but I heard a call in. Over.
This Wednesday, the second Wednesday of each month, the U.S. Embassy Radio Club has their monthly club meet. Well, since everything is on shelter in place right now and stay at home, we're going to do a monthly club meeting on the air instead.
Roger, I hope you don't mind if I listen in. Keep me by that so far. We're glad to have you on board. Were you on the net last night? Over.
KG5SOR, I do not believe so.
Okay, maybe that was last week, but I know maybe last week we had somebody call in from Colleyville. This is November 5, Romeo Charlie.
November 5, Romeo Charlie, Roger. Kind of listening and learning. And trying to get back into it, seeing as we're all stuck in the house, and enjoying it a little bit more this time. There's a lot more activity. Anyway, I'll be listening in. Thanks for letting me check in, KG5SOR.
So I was just talking a moment ago about everybody wants to get online and on video now, WebEx and GoToWebinar and Zoom. Anybody have any experience with that, good or bad? Over.
Hey, I was in a Zoom meeting yesterday. It went pretty well. A little clunky. Not as smooth as some of the other ones, but it did work. We had our meeting, so it was okay.
So thanks, Pete. That's what I found, that the Zoom is pretty good, but it's like a lot of us, it's run by people that are just learning how to do it online, and so sometimes it's good, sometimes it's a little funky. Over. Okay, Chris, I'm ready to turn the program back over to the chair. November 5, room in the chair.
I'm going to be
your report, sir. This is KC5 IMV. Will be the report of the first quarter of meeting and September. We're going to discuss what we turned in as far as hours. The club here today is within 192 hours, 58 of its meeting, and I'll do the pads separately. Racing, we have 24 hours, club admin, 9, equipment maintenance, he has 1, this is when I had to go there to look at the computer. Miscellaneous total is 12, and VE testing is 18 hours. Get to the fun part. Well, the UHF head hours that was retracting. I've broken it down into two separate groups. One is club members, the other is non members that are head. In the first, up through yesterday, we have had 150 club contacts, and we've had 18 non-club contacts in that same period. Clubs, that equates to 73 hours that we put in, and the non-clubs, that's 18 hours of contact time that we put in. Turn around with the math a little, that means we've had 168 contacts during the first quarter and yesterday. We also average a total of 10.5 contacts per meeting. So we're doing pretty good. Last night we had a very good turnout. We had about 21 people there, so it was a really good turnout. So as far as the event's concerned, we're doing really well. We're real pleased. We're seeing a pickup, especially now that people are locked in the house, can't do anything. They're attending that meeting, which in some ways that's good, because it keeps the hobby running. Any questions on the hours report?
Maybe that was for the first quarter of 2020, correct?
Yeah, that's the first quarter of 2020, and the only thing on the net hours is for the roll-up that included yesterday. So that was one extra week.
All right, copy that.
I'll send that over to you so you can have a copy of it.
Appreciate that, K5 KPC.
Next part of the meeting, club event.
We have the Elmer Day scheduled for this Saturday, April 11th. We're going to postpone that. We haven't quite figured out what date we're going to do yet, but that's going to all depend on when all the cities not sheltered in place anymore, stuff like that. So hopefully maybe sometime in July or August, but we'll let you guys know when that date will be. We'd still be in on Shelter Place, the club Shelter, that we were supposed to have on the 20th of April, has also been canceled. And we'll just hope to be able to make May. That would be on May 18th in 6 o'clock at IHOP. Some events that I have missed so far,
Chris, this is Tom, November 5, Romeo Charlie. Have you have any information on the people that attended the Skywarn training event? Over.
I've got some information on that. Did you, were you able to track that yet? Yeah, I've got it. Hang on, let me pull up the sheet. Okay, for Skywarn, we had, looks like 5 people that attended. That's the only ones that I have that reported in. That's a difference, because if you don't report in, I can't put you down. So I've got 5, with Dave, Gary Gregg, myself, Dane, Jim Pope, and Chris Shanahan.
Thank you. Glad to keep track of that. That sounds like a pretty good group right there, Friday.
That's now what we report you now.
Okay, we've been doubling on that one.
Sorry about that, Glitchy.
Go ahead. You say you want to have people report if they attended?
Correct.
Anyone that attended that I didn't have, just let me know. Take it on the air.
Sitting right next to Mr. Jim Pope.
See you again. Did I hear you say you attended?
Yeah. I attended the one, I believe it was January or February.
Okay. This is Quinn, and I think I heard BTT, but it was all garbage.
This is BTT, I did attend.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Number 2, 623, Uniform Tango Bravo attended.
So the only ones I'm adding for today is Uniform Tango Bravo, BGG, and HAS. Thank you, guys. KC5, I am Zane.
Alrighty, was there any other club events that we need to discuss? KC5, KBG.
Chris, this is Tom, November 5, Romeo Charlie. I was wondering if you had any suggestions come in for the website or any comments about the Ham Club Online presentation and launch. Over.
I haven't had no one make any comments about any changes to the website. We did have one member ask if it was possible to put pictures of the club members onto the Ham Club Online. I looked into that. That is not possible. The only way we would have a picture of the member would be on the club website, and then that would require members to send in one of their pictures, and we'd also have to have their permission to post that online. If we did think about doing that, I could put that behind a password on the website, so there's not anybody could have access to that.
Okay, thanks, Chris. There was one last event, and it's an important event. It's doing a lot of good for amateur radio, and that's the testing that goes on. And I think Pete covered that, but we run into some venue pickups on that in addition to the COVID-19. I want to thank Ray for working on that and all the people that are helping him. Over.
Tom, may I just want to get a report on being testing real fast?
As we discussed last night on the General Social Net, we've gone ahead and suspended April. A couple of things go in there. Number one, where we have been testing North Main Barbecue, it's undergone a change in ownership. When I spoke to the new owner here several weeks back, he expressed an interest in having us come back and continue to test there. I'm going to break time out. A couple of things. Number one, they have been closed working on some remodeling. I understand they're going to be doing a different menu, different schedule, and that's cool. I think that one, once they get going again, I think we'll be back there. But, of course, the city has all the restaurants shut down for on-site service, so it's kind of a function of that. I did send an email to ARRL this morning asking them to pull down the posting on their website for the session. And they came back and said, yep, fine, taken care of. However, what I noted last month, even though we had pulled that notice down, I was getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails the fuel week, and that was encouraging that people wanted to get out and test. I don't know if that's a function of people being a little paranoid by the current coronavirus situation, or if it's just the normal number of people that would test here and they couldn't find a location. Sorry for reset. We do intend to revisit back in May, and if we're up and running, then I expect that we'll be full strength at that time. I do note, did note yesterday evening, and this is not about the testing, but also this evening, just FYI for whoever is our EchoLink guru, I'm certainly able to log in and appreciate that, but EchoLink is not picking up and retransmitting computer traffic. It's only picking up and transmitting. You can click on the lightning bolt mic key button up top and talk to your computer. So, other than that, that's all I got. Thank you for the VQ.
Very much that, Ray. Let's move on right here real fast. Is there any other events that we forgot to mention?
That's all that I had on my mind. Other folks might have something they want to talk about. November 5, Romeo Charlie.
K5DME, I've got a question.
Yes, sir, go for it.
Chris, as a novice technician here, I eventually will move up to HD and maybe move up to a little bit. My equipment won't go any higher right now than UHF and VHF. But I do know my license permits me to operate on 6 meter and some 10 meter frequencies. I just wonder, as a club, do we have many people that actually are on those frequencies, or is it worth your time to look into 6 meter, 10 meter? back off and listen for a response. 85 DME.
By looking into 6 meter, 10 meter, put up a repeater for the 6 meter, or just start having members talk to each other on that.
I just wonder if it's an active frequency to be messed with, or to the expense of I don't have the radio that'll do it, or the antenna. And I could, you know, wouldn't mind getting there if there was something up there worth doing. Does anybody have any experience on 6 meter or 10 meter? Back to you.
Hey, got that. Does anybody have any information on 6 meter and 10 meters?
6 meters has little activity, but 10 meters, Bill Hoffman has a couple of check-in vents on there on Sunday evening. And Wednesday evening, I believe it is, and so it would be worthwhile for that, over.
RG, he was referring to the 10-10 men. Not quite know when he's talking, but I'm sure if you got onto your favorite search engine and type in their 10-10 men, you should be able to find out quite a bit of information from when they need, what frequency they need on, and all that good information.
28460. I forgot to put that on there. 28460, both Sunday and Wednesday night. 28460.
770.
Yep. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. For those folks that are kind of wanting to check out 6 and 10 meters, are our club radios at the EOC set up for that operation and just go up there and use those to see what's out there? I'm questioning.
I guess we do have a HF radio up there, but since we're shelter in place, the city is not allowing any non-employee people in the police station as of right now, so we'd be able to use that. And we do have shelter in place listed, we would be able to use that.
Study said be here.
I'd be interested in 10 meters and we're putting on.
Are there any general questions and answers that we can have some of them here? 85 meters. Double there, but I got you, John. Go ahead.
It'd be 10 meters, 10-10 net, meet on Sunday night and Wednesday night, 8 p.m. The frequency is 28460, 28460. And the NCS is Bill, W5WJH. And in about 22, 23 minutes, that net will be activated and you're welcome to join. W5FFS, standing by.
Alrighty, thank you, W5FFS. KC5DTC, what was your question or information?
I was just letting somebody know that they were being stepped on, that's all.
Alrighty, you got that. Is there anything else? Any other questions? Any other information that we need to bring forth for the next night?
Kilo Echo 5, Kilo Papa Charlie, this is November 5, Romeo Charlie.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
For those folks that get the league emails, and they have a lot of resources there, but there's some nets that are run on, I believe it's tonight in about, probably in about 11 minutes or so, through the North Texas Aries, run by Greg Evans for Kilo 5 Golf Tango X-ray, and also Stephen Lott Smith, he's Kilo Golf 5 Victor Kilo, and he's the North Texas manager.
you would have information for anybody who's interested in getting on those nets. Over.
Thank you for that, KC5KC. Any other announcements, questions, or anything else that we'll go to that? Hearing none. Do we have any people that I had any late check-ins that I missed? Go ahead and come out, please, with your name and call sign for that. So, quick rundown on who I have on the list to make sure that I got y'all. I've got myself, of course, KC5KCC. I've got KC5KCC. W5FFS, W5UCB, N5EOB, W7BDQ. Chris, could you go a little slower? Send you this information if you want to. Now that would really help. Okay, I'll just go make sure that everyone hears your call signs of these. KI5HAS, K5ABC, WJ2K, KI7DMN, KE5DME, 5JCP, W5CPM, KI4CC, N5RC, KC5IMC, and then KG5FOR. Did I miss anybody?
W5UTD, it's actually W3UTD.
Can y'all make that correction? If there's nothing else that we should cover for tonight, I will call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, please.
CC5IM37.
If I don't hear any text from the med, we'll take that as a motion to pass. Any objection? Alright, thank you very much. One last quick thing. We had a total of 16 memory check-in and one guest. We'll see how next month goes, and if we're still shelter in place by then, we'll have this meeting on the air again. If not, we'll have a regular meeting after the admission on the second Wednesday. This concludes tonight's event. Thank you all for checking in, and we'll stay around and chit-chat if we'd like to. Receiving numbers are normal use of 1943 hours. 85 KDC.
KE5KDC, KC5IM3.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, when you send that information to me, if you send it word, save it in the older format. For some reason, I couldn't open the one you sent.
Okay, I just probably was going to type in the Gmail and send it straight out to you.
That sounds fine. I'll take it that way. Thanks.
KC5IMC is clear. Welcome to KC5KC.
KBC, thank you for running that tonight. Good job. KC5BTC, clear.
Kilo 5, Alpha, Bravo, Zulu is clear.
I'm Chris, November 5, Juliet, Charlie, Papa here is clear.
Yes, that's it sounded awesome.
put a gun.
Our group likes the double.
There's a lot of that machine.
I think I heard you in there saying that you are interested in checking into the net on the Wednesdays and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. That net will be on in about 15 minutes. This is Wednesday night and 28460 frequency, all right?
Well, thank you very much for the invitation. November 5, Romeo Charlie.
That's a big old Roger. Good night, everybody. K5, AD Zulu.